The head of Human Rights Watch says he's been denied entry into Hong Kong, where he was planning to launch a report on what the organisation says is the Chinese government's mounting assault on protections for international human rights. Hong Kong has been riven by nearly 7 months of protests marked by occasional violence. The demonstrations have seen millions on the streets calling for greater democratic freedoms. Executive Director Kenneth Roth told me he was going to unveil his organisation's report on Wednesday, but that didn't go to plan.
Well, I flew this weekend from New York to Hong Kong, 16 hours, planning to hold a press conference in Hong Kong to release Human Rights Watch's annual world report. And this is a global survey of human rights conditions around the world. But each year in my introductory essay, I highlight one big important global theme. And this year, I'm highlighting the threat that the Chinese government poses to the broad international system for protecting human rights. So the government knew that this was what was going on. I frankly had gone to Hong Kong before. I just 2 years ago held a press conference to release another report of Human Rights Watch on gender discrimination in the job market in China. So this was sort of nothing unusual. But when I got to the airport to Border Patrol, they stopped me. And my name popped up on the computer. They brought me into a side room. And after the course of about 4 hours, I was put on a flight back to New York. Then the Chinese Foreign Ministry got into the act about 12 hours later and said, no, the reason that I was being barred was because Human Rights Watch is fomenting the protests in Hong Kong. It's actually kind of an insulting thing to say because the people of Hong Kong don't need me to tell them to protect the rule of law, to protect their political freedoms. This is something that they have, you know, every incentive to do on their own. So, you know, what's really going on here, I think, is that the Chinese government is terrified that the kind of protests we've seen in Hong Kong might spread to the mainland. And the last thing they want to admit is that people within China might object to the dictatorial leanings of the current government in Beijing. And so they have to pretend that, no, this isn't the people themselves. This is just outside instigators who are fomenting this, who are somehow manipulating the locals as pawns, that this is just outsiders that are causing trouble.
Is this a significant escalation of hostilities towards human rights groups, do you think, refusing you entry to Hong Kong?
Well, it was certainly a big step. I mean, in the last few months, the authorities have denied access to a handful of other people who were seen as critics. But I should say that what the authorities did to me is consistent with what they've been doing to efforts around the world to enforce human rights. You know, on the one hand, they've been deliberately trying to silence critics. There's long been censorship within China, but what we're seeing recently is that the Chinese government is trying to extend that censorship overseas. So at this kind of at this censorship level, this is a big and growing problem. You know, what's happening to Human Rights Watch is just, you know, one small part of a broader and very disturbing pattern of Beijing to try to prevent others from holding it to human rights standards and, you know, trying to prevent any pressure on Beijing to stop the repression that it uses to maintain power in China.
Just finally, in terms of regimes versus people, in Iran recently, we've seen escalating public protests, which most recently have focused on the admission by Iran that it shot down a passenger jet with 176 people on board, albeit not intentionally. What do you make of the rising public protest in Iran, and does this mark a new age of dissatisfaction with Iran's leaders?
Frankly, protests have been going on now for several months. They're directed at a government that is seen as corrupt and out of touch. It's a government where, you know, the economy is a disaster, but it continues to serve itself. It's funding these military adventures in Syria, in Lebanon, in Yemen. And so there is, I think, growing distaste for this corrupt, repressive government that has been ruling the country now for, I guess, 40 years. And so that had stopped briefly when there was a rallying around the flag because of Trump's order to kill Qassem Soleimani. And that gave the regime, you know, a respite of a few days. But the protests have now revived because of the revelation that the regime had been lying and covering up its role in the downing of the Ukrainian aircraft.
Ken Roth, thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That was Kenneth Roth, the Executive Director of Human Rights Watch.